and dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Put an end to the gangs and the drugs and the streets and the back.
Back hour number two of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stettler, on this Friday, the 30th of September, last day of the month, 2005. Tomorrow kicks off. That's right. I just love this, ladies and gentlemen. People being empowered. That's right. People finally saying, you know, the situation's bad. I need to get involved. These operations, the Civil Defense Corps is in Arizona, New Mexico, Texas, California, oh, that's right, Michigan, Vermont, Minnesota. Ladies and gentlemen, this just isn't about the border. We've got about 30 million illegals in this country right now. And I'll tell you what, Mr. Garza, when we ship these people back, Vicente Fox is not going to be a very happy camper. 30 million people, the influx, 30 million people coming back into your country that are supposed to be there but are not, are on a little hiatus, a little sabbatical, just illegally running around in another country. It's not going to bode well for Vicente Fox. Have you heard any political statements coming out? Because they knew this was coming up tomorrow, starts tomorrow. Have you heard anything back from any of these powers that be, so to speak?
Not as yet, but I'm sure by tomorrow we will be overwhelmed. Not as yet, but we will.
All right. Now, I want to remind folks that they can call. Now, if somebody doesn't have a computer and they want the number here for Texas, which is the best number for them to call?
Right now, that 361 number that I gave you earlier.
361-325-5121?
That's correct, sir.
All right. And there is a registration process, ladies and gentlemen. And again, you know, all things being equal, I could understand somebody saying, well, I've not broken any laws and I'm a good American. You know, why does somebody have to inspect me because I want to volunteer my time? This is very crucial, ladies and gentlemen. They don't want anything going wrong with this operation. They don't want any agent provocateurs, people with the wrong motivations or the wrong attitudes being at the wrong place at the wrong time. Because you know exactly what the media will do to this. They will say, see, this is justification. We told you so. These are just a bunch of armed vigilantes, and they've got to be done away with.
No, that's correct. These people are brutal, man.
It's incredible. Al, I cannot believe. I mean, let me tell you something. By and large, I'm not saying that all these illegals coming up here are the lawbreakers, of course, but, you know, the majority of them are drug dealers. As a matter of fact, the Mexican people are very nice people. Mm-hmm. They're desperate right now.
Sure.
But so are we.
Absolutely.
We don't have any jobs in this country. We're up their eyeballs in debt. You know, I mean, the list goes on and on and on. This is a measure of self-protection. This has nothing to do with playing the race card. This has nothing to do with, you know, gut-wrenching vigilantism and string them up, you know, down at the old telephone pole type of deal. None of this stuff. All things being considered, I mean, I'm sure you'd much rather be doing something else right now, but in light of this problem, you're a man of conviction and a man of guts to be doing this.
Well, you know, there's a lot of folks behind us here.
Well, and the number's growing. I'll tell you what, I'm sorry, we got to take another break, and then if we have any more calls, we'll take a few more calls, and I know you're a busy guy because you're gearing up for tomorrow, and then we'll do a recap, and I'll cut you loose, Al.
That's perfect. No, I'm enjoying this. This is great.
All right, John. All right.
For over a year and a half, I have lived with a foot disorder called tarsal tunnel syndrome. My feet became numb with severe aching in my ankles. Additionally, my calves ached. I would have severe shooting pains in my feet, especially at night. While trying to sleep, I would literally cry from the pain that my feet were going through. My podiatrist suggested several different treatments, but could not assure me of any relief. My son told me about Cocoon GH. He assured me that the Cocoon products did what they claimed they would do, and after just 2 weeks, using Cocoon GH Extra Strength, my calves and the shooting pains in my feet started to go away. But best of all, I have the feeling back in the heel half of my feet. This GH has literally saved my life. I now get up each morning and hit the floor running. Additionally, my blood pressure is now 120 over 80, the lowest it's been in 30 years.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325.
Have you heard about the Ark Institute and their famous non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds? No genetic engineering there. In fact, you may never need to buy seeds again. These days, you need to ensure that your family can eat no matter what happens. The Ark Institute has agreed to offer Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirlooms and their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. Their packets are generous enough for fresh eating, seed saving, and canning and freezing too. Green beans, corn, carrots, peas, the list goes on and on. Learn how to be self-sufficient in good times and bad. A complete family food security package is just $99. And remember, shipping is free. Call 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend pure soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try pure soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All right, folks, we're back. Let's take another call, and we'll do a recap with Mr. Garza here. Alan in Texas. Hello, Alan.
Hi.
Hi.
You know, I feel like as a nation, the United States has somebody's beeping my line. Don't worry about that. The United States has the compassion and the capacity to be helpful to other nations, but if we don't have our own house in order, we really can't be helpful to anyone. And now there was a situation out here near where I live where there was a neighborhood being built, and they were framing up houses, and one of my neighbors went out there to try to apply for some work, and the foreman told him, "Will you work for $3.50 an hour?" He said, "Well, no, I can't. Are you joking?" He thought he was joking. He said, "See all those people? They're working for $3.50 an hour, and if you can't do it, you may as well just hit the road." Now, that is not how we build a good, strong economy, and we all know that this is about the money, and we all know that people who hire illegal immigrants are in violation, and the penalty is, I believe, you might have to correct me here, it's either $10,000 or $20,000 per offense that is not being enforced. And now, and I wish we could get Desi Andrews on some of this type of stuff, because I believe, aren't these people held liable for non-performance, and shouldn't we be able to pull bonds from these agencies that are not fulfilling their responsibilities?
I would say yes to that, to both parts of that, but see if it's going to happen.
Yeah. It just seems like, I mean, that's got to be an area that we can be working in, you know, demanding enforcement of those laws. And if they were ever enforced against anyone, and then they are selectively not being enforced against others, well, that's some kind of a form of discrimination going on there that needs to be looked at, if it's being selectively enforced.
Al?
Well, that's correct. You know what we thought? We do have Operation Spotlight in place as we speak, and it should be kicking off. If not already, it'll kick off tomorrow. And that's to address the employer that's hiring illegal immigrants. So we are taking care of that facet.
Right, and I just feel like, you know, there's a bigger problem, too, with our, of course, everybody knows this, our foreign policies, where we, for instance, we subsidize our American farmers to the point where they can offer our corn in Mexico at a lower price than the Mexican farmers can grow it. And we put over 4 million Mexican maize growers out of business and off of their land and looking for employment.
That's right.
And then we gripe about the fact that they're here.
Yeah.
And every single farmer in America that took a dollar from Uncle Sam is a part of this problem.
Well, and you know, I mean, Mexico is a fine country. I mean, it's a beautiful country. It has a lot of potential. Rather, you know, if I'm Vicente Fox, and you got to look at the history of Mexico, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, I hope you realize that these were the conquistadors that took the country. And there is a large Spanish population in this country because they didn't like their brand of government and politics and being persecuted. And that's why we have a lot of Spanish here in the South and Southwest. But, you know, think about this. If you are a leader of a country and millions of your people are fleeing the country like rats deserting a sinking ship, that should be the number one indication that something wrong, there's something very wrong. And on the oil issue, I've told this story before. Abner Dethridge, he used to work for the United States government in the Agriculture Department. He was banging on congressmen and senators' doors, sitting down and talking with them, and said, look, I think I have a solution here to the economic problems. Let's help the Mexican government build their infrastructure so they can clean up their cities. They can put in sewers. They can put in water treatment plants. They can put in infrastructure and roads and everything that we have in this country. This is doable. He came up with a plan. He says, we'll buy all the oil because, you know, Mexico is not heavily industrialized. They got a lot of oil down there. He said, let's do a program. We'll buy as much oil as they can pump out of the ground. We'll buy it, bring it into the United States with the proviso, mind you, that so many cents out of the dollar, the majority of the dollar, that you take that money, you put it to building your infrastructure, build a country that your people don't want to run out of. Bottom line.
There was a fellow from Houston that I talked to on the phone with last week, and we got off onto this topic, and he was a Hispanic of Mexican descent, and he said that, you know, he had been here most of his whole life and legally, and he was fed up and so frustrated. He said that when he was growing up, and since he did not hang around with the Spanish-speaking crowd, he was shunned by them and treated like dirt and insulted for becoming Americanized. And his opinion was that there are enough problems in Mexico that need to be tended to by the Mexican people and by people who are concerned about Mexicans. And if anybody is here griping about what America is doing against Mexicans, they need to get their butts down there and work on the problems at home for their people.
That's right. Absolutely. This is a problem that can be solved. It takes a little bit of government-to-government cooperation, but they're doing everything for the wrong reasons.
Yeah, and in the same ways that, you know, we hurt the Mexican farmers by our policies, in the same ways that we destroyed the Argentinian economy by instant globalization, policies that are conservative, slower-moving, well-thought-out, in the benefit of all, we really have a lot to offer the Mexican people.
I'll tell you something. I made this comment before. You know what I would like to see? If we've got 30 million Mexicans in this country right now, I think we could do a program where we round them up and send them back. I'd like to give each one of them a firearm. And I'd like to say, okay, now you've got an army. Go back there and get rid of your corrupted officials. Have yourself a good old-fashioned revolution. Install honest government. And let's work cooperatively with each other instead of against each other.
Then we can develop a hell of have a trade. Huh?
Boy, I'm telling you, an honest, fair trade, not free trade, fair trade.
Well, they would be asking too much of them, though.
All right. Yeah, no kidding. Thank you, Alan. I appreciate your call. Okay, I'll tell you what, buddy. Let's wrap this up. The Civil Defense Corps, ladies and gentlemen, go on the web right now and read about this and get involved. Consider this. They need volunteers. And I'll put in my own little caveat here, be an upstanding citizen. You know, we don't need anybody down there to grind any axes or anything else. This is just a straight up program of, border watching, working, directly with the Border Patrol. They're the eyes and the ears down there, and they're reporting this to, the Border Patrol to make their job a lot easier. By the way, I wanted to ask you, Al, what are you getting back, from individuals on the Border Patrol?
Well, you know, the ground pounders have actually become our friends.
Really?
In the long run.
Yeah.
The ones that are really against us and are really adamant about our project are higher echelon. But the ground pounders, these guys are superb. They're, as far as I'm concerned, they're the heroes. They're good guys.
Well, and they've been undermanned and underfunded.
Oh, for years.
For years.
Absolutely.
And this problem has not cropped up overnight. And
that's
it,
right.
The time, ladies and gentlemen, is to stop talking about it. Now, if somebody doesn't have access to the website, they can call here for Texas, 361-325-5121, and I'm sure that they'll give you other numbers if you're from any of the states, Arizona, New Mexico, California, any of these other states. They'll give you the number that you can register in your own state to take part in this. Ladies and gentlemen, you're not going to be paid for this. Sorry to tell you. I know a lot of people, but I'll tell you what, if you're unemployed right now and you can afford to feed yourself and you got the gas to get down there, here's your opportunity and your chance. Go mix around like-minded people. Take an active part. Ladies and gentlemen, it's good healing for your soul.
That's right.
Trust me. Okay, Al, anything else?
That should do it, John. I really appreciate you, your patriotism, and I'll tell you what, I'd like to be on your show again, buddy.
Oh, any time, Al, and when I finally wrangle Chris Simcox, we'll get him on the program also.
Perfect.
All righty, sir.
Thanks a lot for everything, John.
You're welcome. Thank you, Al. All right, Al Garza, ladies and gentlemen. You know, I was during the break here at the network, I was talking to a couple individuals. I'm juiced about this. I'm juiced about it because how many times and how many years have we heard people rolling their eyes and shrugging their shoulders and saying, you know, but what can we do? You know, what can we do? Well, here's something you can do. I want to talk also about something else that you folks down here, you find folks in Texas can take part of. Folks, it's happening. I am feeling this. I am feeling a slow rumble, a ground, not shaking, not a ground shaking. I'm feeling a vibration going on. I am seeing and I'm feeling and I'm hearing people saying, you know, yeah, it's time to stop talking. It's time to start taking some direct action. It's time to start getting with like-minded people. It's time to start pulling our brain power and our resources. Let's come up with some ideas. Let's get involved. That is what's going on right now, ladies and gentlemen, and it is not a day too soon. I am juiced beyond belief. A positive action by common, ordinary citizens. Just us, folks. We've had enough of them. It is our country. It is time to take it back. And you can help. The website, again, MinutemanHQ.com. Go to their site. Please read the site. Take a look at the standard operating procedures on the left-hand side of the page. They have an entire column about them, the Minuteman Pledge, the training manual, how to volunteer, the history of all this. I mean, it's well organized, ladies and gentlemen. And guess what? They're all volunteers. All volunteers. I'm excited about this, and I'm more than pleased, more than happy to offer the services of this network for any breaking news or any event that's happening on the border during this next 30 days. It's pretty amazing, folks, and I'm feeling real good about it. We'll take the break here, come back on the other side. News and information, we'll take some more of your calls at 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who is responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11th through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Ladies and gentlemen, National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. And starting Monday, I am going to do something. I am going to change my bumper music for the program. I Take America Back is a great song, but as we grow and we're empowered and we're emboldened, sometimes just a little change is good. I think what I'm going to use here is the Steve Voss song. By the way, Take America Back by Steve Voss. If you want his music, I do believe the website is that stevevoss.com. I believe that's it. Or just do a cursory web search on Google. I think it's stevevoss.com. A lot of good music, ladies and gentlemen. You can hear by the kind of music. I'm getting a nod from my producer. You can hear from the type of music, this guy was frozen out. He had major radio record contracts with RCA. Once they heard the words that he was using, well, mysteriously, RCA claimed, well, that's our music now. We're canceling your contract. Bye-bye. Well, the music survived. And I think starting Monday, the new bumper music for the program is going to be Real Talk Radio. What do you think there, Mr. Producer? Think that might be a pleasant change? I think so. Real Talk Radio, folks. I like it. At any rate, let's go back to the phones. I'll take another call here, and then we'll get into some more information. I want to talk a little bit about the Austin Toll Party and what they've been doing down here, because, folks, as we've warned you before, this is slated for the rest of the country. This is a nationwide plan. You think toll roads down here in Texas is just indicative to Texas? Mm-mm. No. It's targeted for your state, too. You see, all the states are complaining they don't have any money. Well, if they quit wasting billions on all these illegals, we might have some money, wouldn't we? Let's go to Mike in Nevada. Hi, Mike.
Hi, John. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Glad to hear about the new changes that are coming to Republic Broadcasting Network and the new shortwave lineup that you guys have got going on. It's great.
And I got to tell you, nothing energizes me more. Nothing, Mike, energizes me more than to get bigger and be more effective. We don't have a whole lot of time. And I would like to think that this network is going to set a standard here for Patriot Broadcasting. We have other networks out there, and they're trying their best. I would like to get to a point where we could be in a cooperative with other networks, that we could do cross promotions and do all of this, because quite frankly, we don't have enough good voices on the air.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I listen to a lot of Patriot Radio. I've actually been listening to RBN since you guys came on the air over a year ago, and been a longtime supporter as well. And I think you guys have the best and most consistent lineup of good hosts over any other network that's out there.
And covering a myriad. I mean, some people had problems. I got to tell you, some people had problems with different talk show hosts talking about different subjects. And I've been very careful, and I know these people that are on this network, and to the man and woman, I might add, they are very good, dedicated, patriotic, I mean good people, not a shtick, not an on-air presence, you know, not a slicky presentation. These are all real people. When you hear the people on this network, you're hearing them just as they are when they're off the air.
Yeah, I agree, and I've had some interaction with various of your hosts, and they're all very down to earth, and I appreciate them immensely. And that kind of leads me into the reason why I called, because you were mentioning that you're going to be bringing on Greg Szymanski.
Greg Szymanski, that's correct.
And I'm glad to hear that, but the thing that was absent that I've been waiting for months to hear is when you're going to be adding a second hour to Peter Shank's show.
That is being done.
Okay, I hope it's actually three or four, because, man, he has got to be your bravest host, and it's amazing to go through with him the process of waking up and finding out the totality of the horror that we're actually experiencing.
Yeah, and I'll tell you something about Peter Shank. This guy used to be on LA Radio, KIEB, and that was the hot talk station. And he did that years ago. He used to take calls from a guy by the name of Terry Anderson that was just a caller that called in.
Wow.
So, I mean, Peter Shank, he's a very talented individual also. He's a very nice man. Very, very nice man. I've been spending a lot of time with him lately. And he is going to be on in the afternoons. And I do believe, that as the schedule stands right now, we're going to have him on in the afternoon on shortwave on 11:920, and I do believe that's going to run from, help me out, producer, is that going to be 12 to 2? I do believe it's going to be 12 to 2. But at any rate, we're still working it out. But no, he's going to get his 2 hours.
Oh, great. I'm glad to hear it. He certainly deserves it. That hour that he's got now just isn't quite enough to get everything covered.
But, Understood.
I'm glad that you guys have him, and thanks so much for everything you're doing. And I'm glad to hear that you're recovering and back in the saddle.
Well, every ship needs a captain, but we also need to be spelled from time to time. But you know what? I've got to say this. There have been many good people that have supported this network that didn't abandon my vision and my dream. And it's their network. You can, everybody out there can pat themselves on the back for a job well done, because one person or a small group of people can't do anything by themselves. This is the network that I wanted to create, and we're going to make it even bigger and badder and better than ever.
Well, great. You guys always have my support, and thanks for everything.
All right.
Have a good weekend.
Okay, Mike. Thank you. Nate, hang on. I'll get to your call, and I want to get into also, well, we'll break.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio.
only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Have you heard about the Ark Institute and their famous non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds? No genetic engineering there. In fact, you may never need to buy seeds again. These days, you need to ensure that your family can eat no matter what happens. The Ark Institute has agreed to offer Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirlooms and their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. Their packets are generous enough for fresh eating, seed saving, and canning and freezing, too. Green beans, corn, carrots, peas, the list goes on and on. Learn how to be self-sufficient in good times and bad. A complete family food security package is just $99. And remember, shipping is free. Call 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
You know, I'd like to thank the ADL. if you go to ADL's site and their search engine, punch in border disputes titled Armed Vigilantes in Arizona. What a fine group of people these are. And they said about me in December 5th, 2002, shortwave radio interview with John Stadtmuller, who provides a forum for border vigilantes. And damn proud of it. Thank you, ADL, very much. By the way, we're working on trying to get your 501c3 pulled. And, you know, I want to see your organization, your anti-American organization, disbanded. Keep pushing that hate legislation. You know, you got to pop your head out of that gopher hole sooner or later, and you guys have. So to all the fun-loving Zionists, we've had enough of your pharmaceutical prescription. Thank you very much. Back to the phones, Nate in Austin. A lot of calls from Texas here today. Hello, Nate.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
I wanted to turn you on to a website I found called witness.com. And it's people that have taken it upon themselves to photograph the Minutemen while they're working down there, and it's their main chairman is Peter Gabriel, the guy that used to be with Genesis.
No way.
Yeah, and if you read their board of directors link they have up there, it reads like, you know, socialism this and GlobalismNet, and I mean, they're just, and their problem is they don't even like regular border patrol being there.
Yeah, well, and you know what? I mean, this all sounds fine and dandy, you know, that people have these lofty ideas that we should all be brothers in arms and, you know, just as long as we have mechanisms that's going to ensure justice for everybody, you know, what does it matter that we have borders and aren't we all God's creation and blah, 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 and on it goes. But the problem is that, you know, God created different people for different reasons and put them on different places of the earth with different structures and values and whatever else. There is no reason. And then this is what I find really ironic about their spiel about hate and being just so myopic in our belief system. Look, I appreciate diversity. I'll be the first one to tell my listening audience I love diversity. You know, You know, but a diverse world with people in their own country with their own cultures. The whole planet's Disneyland. I want to visit other people in other lands and learn about them. I don't want them bringing their land to my land and busting up and multiculturalizing my country. It's not necessary. It causes a lot of strife, a lot of problems.
Well, if you dig into these people's website too, you eventually find the UN and ACLU is associated with them. And
the usual suspects there, Nate.
Exactly. Yeah. But they're saying, you know, artists love us and they're training people how to be cameramen and all this other stuff, so they can witness, you know, I don't know, it's weird. But
well,
anyway, I just wanted to share that with you.
Okay. Well, I appreciate
thanks.
It. Okay, thanks, man. I appreciate it very much. Yeah. I'll tell you what they may witness, and I think they're going to be surprised. Because a lot of these politicians, a lot of the state governors, a lot of assemblymen and congressmen and state senators, they've been all jumping on this bandwagon. And when people really see for themselves what these Minutemen are doing, they're going to be amazed. And they're running a very tight ship. And they are very careful on who they're letting in. Nobody with an axe to grind. Nobody's going to get down there and shoot Mexicans, man. Badge? I don't need no stinking badge. You know, none of this stuff. This isn't vigilantism. This is self-protection of our country to do what our governments are failing to do. That's the bottom line. It's that simple. And there's no hate involved in this. You've got to understand this. I know these people. I since the inception. I mean, I don't care if it was Glenn Spencer or Jack Foote with Ranch Rescue or Simcox or any of these guys. There's no hate in them. I've had conversations, hours of conversations offline, on the telephone with these people. I have gotten to know them, and I've gotten to know them well. So, you know, I being kind of at the center of this, I understand exactly what this is about. And I think a lot of people are going to be surprised. The actions are not going to match the rhetoric, that's for sure. Thomas in Michigan, you're up next. Hi, Tom.
Hi. You know, I got a comment about these. I'll try to do this real quick. In the Bible, there's a lot in there about, like, you know, people's words, have meaning. And I've been thinking, people, they say, God bless America. They don't differentiate. They don't say, God bless the United States of America. And when they, you have North America, you have South America, you know, it's a whole continent.
Sure.
So I'm wondering, if it has some kind of effect on what we're seeing, you know, is that too much of a stretch? Or?
I fell off the plate on the last part of that. How do you mean that exactly?
Well, I mean, okay, so if I say God bless America and I don't differentiate if it's North America or South America, that's a whole continent. That includes Mexico, doesn't it?
Well, wouldn't it be God bless America's then? I think when people think of that, I'd like to think that it was interesting. Several years ago, somebody had sent me a photograph, and you've seen these portable signs that they use, and they've got the 150-watt colored bulbs in them, and you hang letters on them, and they're on a little trailer.
Yes.
Well, a windstorm had come through, and it blew off one of the letters on the sign. And it was supposed to say, God bless America, the wind blew the bee off, and it said Godless America. See, people like the ADL and Southern Perversion Law and organizations such as this are trying to convince everybody that we need to be secular. We need to have God out of the equation. And I don't know how you feel about this one, but I can tell you personally how I feel about it. God is the conscience of man. If you remove God and the good there, what's going to overtake is going to be the evil. And I know the capacity of man. They can do some great stuff and they can do some really nasty stuff. But when man is in charge and we don't follow the leader, the grand poobah of all leaders, God of all the universe, you're asking for trouble.
I guess it always has to be a battle. It always has been.
Well, it has been. And the problems are exacerbated when good men stand by, they see evil, and they do nothing about it. This is how this country got to its place today.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I mean, I can't see standing by and doing nothing, waiting around to, for the rapture or something like that.
Yeah.
I don't think that, I don't think it stands up to intellectual scrutiny.
No, it doesn't.
I don't know. I got a couple other things if you got a couple of minutes.
Go ahead.
Okay. Everybody's going to hate me now, but, in the book of Corinthians in the Bible, Paul says, he doesn't judge those that are outside the church, so to speak. He says God judges them. And what's been really bothering me is about all these people, they claim to be Christians, and they jump on this pro-life, anti-abortion bandwagon, and it seems like they're trying to judge the world outside of the church. And I just wanted to make that comment. And, there's no proof that it's murder, and if a woman has her body, I consider myself a Christian, but if people want to kill their own kids, I guess, maybe I'm real cold or something, but hey, go for it,
So what you're saying here is he will not be judged by another man. He'll be judged by God himself.
Well, it's like Paul said that he does not judge those that are without. Okay, he said he judged only the people that were within the church. It wasn't his job to judge those that were outside. And then he made a comment was that, well, God judges those.
Yeah,
people.
Well... Yeah, you probably do. You probably do have a few people mad at you right now.
I mean, are they the ones that are picking the parts of the Bible they want to believe and the parts? Yeah, I mean, I know that people consider it murder, but I mean, is murder the worst thing in the world? I thought if you break one of the Ten Commandments, you break them all.
Well, and you're saying selectively picking on one subject. Well, the problem with that is that as a culture, as a society, as a fabric of a nation, of this country, it is destructive to see this thing going on. And again, this comes out of the mind of man. We've had people coming on board. The women's movement had a big thing to do with this. That for the sake of convenience or whatever the case may be, you were sold a bill of goods. So, this is your body. You get to do what you want with it. The government shouldn't interfere. And I'll be honest with people, back in the 70s, I heard that and I thought, yeah, right on. Yeah, why should the government? I bought into it. But then when you look at the effects of it, we've had, and whether you consider it murder, I do, we've had the innocents, 50 million babies in this country that have been slaughtered. And then they're using it for a convenient birth control. An irresponsible culture will create things like this to take care of it. Well, it's not taking care of anything.
What I see is a contradiction where, the woman, if the woman's entitled to her body, why all the drug laws? Without the victimless crimes and things like that?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, why can't they do it, the whole thing? Why the contradiction?
Yeah. Well, all right. Okay. Well, I understand your point.
Okay. Thanks.
All right. Thank you. I don't agree with it, but I understand it. Mike in Maryland. Hello, Mike.
Great show. Listen, I missed the first hour as usual, but I really have to applaud.
That's why we have free archives, so
okay.
you can go back in and listen to it. Well, we had Al Garza on the first hour.
Well, I'm going to try to buy me a computer in the next month or two.
Okay.
So I don't have one. But I have to applaud the Minutemen and what they're doing. And if I wasn't three paychecks away from living under a bridge, I'd probably go down there for a couple of weeks and help them out.
I understand.
But am I to understand it correctly that... they're only going to spend 1 month?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's great that they're going down there, but then isn't it back to square one, and then the deluge from south of the border starts again? I mean,
well, but the, what they're
I'm not trying to sound, you know.
I understand what you're saying, and that was my thought initially on this, because when they did it the first time, they only did it for 30 days, and I thought, oh, geez, they're going to fire it back in October, so what about all these months that the illegals are going to go, now we got carte blanche, we can go right into the country again. No, I think what they're doing this time around, that this is going to garner enough support and enough things will be put in motion that it's going to be the beginning of the end of this illegal invasion in this country. And more importantly, they're taking other steps, going after corporations for hiring these illegals. You know, I don't think we're going to hear any more, because here comes the problem. After the border is shut down and people are recognizing and starting to act on the problem, the problem still remains, what do we do with the 30 million illegals in this country? Do we have a president like George Bush that's going to grant them amnesty? I don't think that's going to fly either. Because if you haven't noticed, and you have because you made the statement you're living three paychecks from nothing, that this has had a major economic impact in this time in this country. We don't have billions of dollars to throw at something that shouldn't exist in the first place. So this kind of goes all hand in hand, and I will be talking, and trust me, I had that thought in mind too. I'm going to be talking with these folks, and if there's any input or anything that I can do to structure this thing out that we can carry this on beyond October, it'd be a great thing. Because, hey, we're in the Southwest, you know, and we don't get freezing rain down here, not very often, and it doesn't snow. It stays pretty temperate year-round, so there's really no reason why people still can't show up and this thing continue.
Well, maybe they might embarrass the government into doing something. And also, too, there's some kind of legislation sponsored by a couple of Republicans that's going to intensify the penalties for hiring illegals and for the corporations. Now, maybe this is just a red herring or something to, a PR stunt. I don't know, but maybe these congressmen are finally getting serious.
Well, and I think what you're going to see is a 30-day exercise without incident, and you're going to see a large part of these people that have been coming out and painting these people as vigilantes and hate groups and racists and all this other stuff. You know, Al Garza. I mean, here's a good example. I mean, this guy. Is he a hate monger? Absolutely not. And these people are going to be eyeballing this situation on both sides of the fence, no matter what camp you're in.
Well, I heard from somewhere that if somebody wanted to go to Mexico from a different country and live there, they got to post like a $50,000 bond. They got to prove that they got a job waiting for them.
Yeah.
They have to have a background check. You're literally put under a microscope, and then apparently they got tanks in Mexico guarding the Guatemalan border.
Sure.
You know.
Sure. Yeah, and I don't know what they're expecting, the invasion of America into Mexico. I don't know what they're doing.
It's total hypocrisy.
Mikey, I agree. Thanks for your call.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Roger in Pennsylvania. Roger?
Yeah, thanks, John. I just heard argued earlier somewhat of a utilitarian basis for law, which is kind of fatal. Now, because something happens to be good for society, that doesn't mean that that's the basis for the law. You know, some of us get to be 50 years old or more before we discover that God's laws are, in fact, the best for society. And it's kind of like moralism is, in a different vein, moralism is fatal to Christianity. While, yes, we have to have morality, we don't have the idea that we're going to behave well and that's going to somehow lead to our salvation personally. And it's really quite fatal to the Christian theology is the moralist notions or the utilitarian notions of the same. And, we recall, as Rush Dooney and others pointed out, that all religion, or rather all morality, all law is legislation of morality or procedural thereto. And that includes, in fact, all or far too many immoral laws. They are based on a morality, albeit a twisted one, yes?
Well, Roger, that's kind of deep. I wasn't prepared for that one, but let me respond to it this way. Morality, there's ethics involved. There's an honesty involved. There is a standard in which people recognize and they deal in that realm. And that's when you have contented people. This is when you have a good society. And we have one camp that's arguing for secularism, trying to pull God, as I called it, the conscience of man, out of public institutions, out of schools. And there is a severe disconnect, except coming from the family unit, which the United Nations hates, and all other sundry groups out there that want to destroy the real basis of this country, the family, that this morality or this ethics or this standard or this honesty is passed from parent to the next generation. And this is the way it was in this country until the good people stood back and just let all this overrun us. We sat around and we did nothing about it.
Yeah, and of course, because this morality is passed down, that doesn't make it true per se by any means. We hopefully it would be, but that's no guarantor, is it? I mean, there are some rather...
There's one guarantee in this life that you're going to pass from it. That's the only guarantee that I see. Hey, thanks for your call, Raj. We'll be right back.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Fight Father Time with Cocoon GH. This advanced growth hormone spray delivers impressive results. Listen to what 51-year-old Gail Contacts experienced while on Cocoon GH.
My eyesight was failing. My skin was sagging. I was losing muscle tone and my bones and joints were aching. I initially got started on a product called Ultimate HGH. I felt a little more energy for the first few weeks, but then I began to feel tired again. Then I heard an ad on Cocoon GH and gave a call. I learned that Ultimate HGH isn't even growth hormone. I started using Cocoon GH and the first thing I noticed was my aches and pains went away. After another few weeks, my energy came up, as did my strength and endurance. I'm getting a better night's sleep and waking up feeling rested. My muscle tone and my eyesight both improved after 1 month. My sex drive got stronger and, much to my surprise, my menopausal symptoms went away and my period came back. I'm impressed beyond belief. Thanks, Cocoon Nutrition.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Program note here, ladies and gentlemen, Monday, this broadcast can be heard on 11-920 as well as 12-160. In the second hour, it'll be 11-920 and also 7466 on your shortwave dial. And very rapidly after that, we'll be plugging in shortwave for, well, Jack McLam's already on shortwave. He'll be changing to a new frequency. We will have Greg Szymanski on. And, gosh, I mean, it just rolls to midnight here. We've got Rick Adams. He'll be on from 8 to 10, Monday through Friday, on 5050. And Stan Monteith, he'll be on the network, and he's going to maintain his old frequencies. So very glad to have Dr. Stanley Monteith on the program. What a good guy. Every man, woman, and child, let's seize the moment before they seize our highways and our land. You can help strike a decisive blow against Governor Perry. I hasten to call him Governor. Governor Perry's massive freeway and Trans-Texas Corridor toll plans. They're asking for you to defeat Props 1 and 9, contribute time, money, or both. Early voting begins Monday, October 24th. Election day is Tuesday, November 8th. And the first step, this is they're spelling it all out, so it's not hard to follow. First step, do the toll poll at www.texastollparty.com. The second step, they're asking, contribute time, reserve a seat at the TexasTollParty.com statewide organization rally to unify a powerful coalition of rural and urban people to defeat Props 1 and 9. Reserve your seat now. Send an email to Linda at AustinTollParty.com. That, again, is Linda at AustinTollParty.com. Or call 512-371-9926. And number again, 512-371-9926. Or if you cannot attend, let us know that you're willing to volunteer, including your phone number, name, address, and they'll call you back. Third step, contribute money. They say they need 70 grand for literature, signs, and a phone bank to mobilize volunteers across the state. They're mobilizing, ladies and gentlemen. Do you get what I'm saying here? Do you understand why I'm juiced? For all too long, people were complaining, well, we don't know what to do. There's nobody doing anything, or we need to join up, or we need to share ideas. It's happening, okay? Stop blinking. Look at reality right in front of your face. Good Americans, patriotic Americans, not only concerned, but taking action. You can go to www.texastollparty.com. And you can contribute at this /store, little underscore there, donate.php. They've been looking for an opportunity to let your voice and discuss for Perry's freeway tolls and Trans-Texas Corridor to be heard across the state. Have you been looking for that? Well, here it is, folks. Join a statewide movement to dump these propositions on November 8th. And we'll be talking more about that. Ladies and gentlemen, this is what I said. If you've caught my program this week, I've said I'm sick and tired of too many people depending on too few people to carry the load. It's impossible. It can't be done. We need to roll up our sleeves, get involved. Many hands make for light work, ladies and gentlemen. And we can actually enjoy what we're doing. I mean, I can think of no better therapy right now for anybody in this country to take a positive step to start exposing this corruption, standing up against it, and stopping it. We're here, we're geared for action here, folks. We've heard it all. Are you listening to the sound? Are you hearing the rumble? It's taking place in America. Join us. Be involved. You're flat out of excuses, because we're flat out of time, both in this country and for the time allotted for this broadcast. We will see you Monday. God bless you. Have a good weekend. Get involved, folks. Start discussing it with your friends and your family. What can you do to step up to take America back? The time is now. God bless you. We'll see you Monday.
America is at war right now. It's not a war against Iraq, nor is it a war against terrorism. It's a new war for our independence. At stake is our Constitution and the very freedoms we enjoy every day. You see, power-hungry politicians are quietly advancing something deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim they are merely promoting trade by turning North and South America into a huge economic union. But in reality, it's a brazen scheme to eliminate the authority of the U.S. government, submitting our nation to the whims of a new regional superpower. America as we value it will steadily disappear, as will our rights, our Constitution, and our freedoms. Help win the war against the FTAA. Go to stoptheftaa.org and help keep America free. That's stoptheftaa.org.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.